Prologue, The Hustle.
If you want the truth, ask the last man standing. That's me. I kept what these men tried to erase.
Don Carlos.
The battered Chevrolet Express rattled west through the dark, its cargo panels buzzing with an old Colombian cumbia from the coast. Gasoline, cigarettes, and the copper stink of blood had settled into the upholstery years ago. In the back, a man groaned. His wrist had been cinched with plastic ties until his hands swelled. A hood covered most of his face. Each time the van crossed a seam in the road, his head struck the metal wall. Ernesto leaned forward, the ember of his cigarette glowing beneath a crooked grin.
Ah, bueno. Miren pues quién decidió despertarse.
He glanced at Caliche.
La Bella Durmiente.
Sleeping Beauty had joined them at last. Caliche watched the captive without blinking.
Tranquilo, parcero. Ya casi.
The reassurance sounded almost kind. That made it worse. The van left the traffic behind, passed through two iron gates, and climbed a stone driveway bordered by royal palms. A white mansion waited at the top of the rise, every window lit against the night. They dragged the man through a service entrance, past a kitchen where two cooks had already been sent home, and into a gallery of marble, crystal, and dark Colombian wood. And they taped him to a dining chair bolted to a square of plywood. Somebody had learned from the last cleanup. Don Carlo Torres stood beside a drinks cart, in a cream linen jacket. His leather and resin cologne reached the captive before his voice did. A square-faced gold watch rested at the edge of his cuff, older than the fashionable pieces in the room and more important to him than any of them. Beside Carlos stood Oliver Velázquez, Guatemala's aging rum billionaire, gripping a glass of his own liquor hard enough to whiten his knuckles. Carlos nodded toward the captive. Es el indio, he said. The man who had dumped Velázquez's daughter beside a road and left her to die. Velázquez's face folded around rage. Carlos lifted a machete from the drink cart and placed it in his hand.
¿Sabes lo que hiciste?
Velázquez needed the man to understand exactly what he had done. The captive made a wet sound beneath the hood. Velázquez ripped it away. He stared into the man's face, waiting for an answer that could not possibly satisfy him. Then smashed the machete's handle into his jaw. Bone cracked. Blood spotted Carlos's marble. The chair toppled. Velázquez went down with it, straddling the man and pressing the blade against his throat. His breath came in panicked pools. Rum splashed from the overturned glass and ran into the blood. For a moment, everyone believed he would do it. He could not. Whatever else Oliver had purchased in his life, murder was not yet one of his possessions. Carlos smiled without warmth. He removed his jacket, handed it to Caliche, and drew on black gloves one finger at a time. Then he took the machete from Velázquez. Levántalo. Ernesto held the chair upright. Carlos stepped behind El Indio, pulled his chin back, and drew the blade across the throat in a single practice stroke. Blood sheeted down the captive's shirt. Before the body could sag, Carlos opened the cut beneath the jaw, reached into the wound with two gloved fingers, and drew the tongue through it. El corte de corbata, the Colombian necktie. In Carlos's world, it meant the body was intended to keep talking. Velázquez turned away and vomited into the drinks cart. Carlos released the head. The chair struck the plywood with a heavy knock.
Dejando de sangrarse. Después llamen a Cuca, que traiga el plástico.
Cuca, short for cucaracha, would arrive with his cleanup crew before dawn. By breakfast, the gallery would smell of wax instead of blood. Caliche wrapped the machete without wiping it, while Ernesto steadied Velázquez by the shoulders. Whatever Velázquez had left on the handle remained Carlos's to use. Only then did Velázquez notice the red light in the upper gallery, a pinprick above a carved vent aimed at the chair. Carlos followed his gaze. Para el archivo. The camera belonged to Carlos's house, but the recording would not remain there. By sunrise, his copy would be gone. Somewhere else, someone would preserve the date, the faces, and the exact moment fear became death.
Money Mike. An all-black Lamborghini eased beneath the neon outside. El Pariso. And settled into a low, expensive growl. When Michael Torres stepped out, people looked. Slim, sharp. Black silk open at the throat. A white gold watch catching every color above the door. Money Mike. Inside, cigar smoke curled beneath the ceiling fans, while reggaeton shook the bottles behind the bar. The room opened around the pool table as he approached it. Men whispered the size of the bet. Women whispered his name. Javier, el tiburón, waited with his cue in hand.
Muy confiado, ¿no, Mike?
Mike smiled as though Javier had complimented his shirt. Javier broke hard, made two bolts, and attacked the rack too quickly. Mike watched the speed of his walk, the extra chalk before difficult shots, the way his elbow rose when he tried to force position. By the time Javier missed, Mike already knew where the game would end. He cleared the table without rushing. On the last shot, he sent the cue ball two rails around traffic and left himself a clean angle on the 8. Karina J watched from the bar. Mike called the corner, struck, and turned away before the ball fell. The room erupted behind him.
You got lucky,
Savian said.
Luck's expensive.
Mike held out his hand for the money.
You can't afford mine.
A man appeared at his shoulder.
El jefe te quiere ver.
He pointed toward the oak door at the rear of the club. Mike kissed Karina's cheek.
Ya vuelvo.
Behind the oak door, cigar smoke hung beneath a brass lamp. Carlos sat behind his desk, quiet enough to make the bass outside seem far away.
Michael, estás haciendo mucho ruido.
Carlos warned that Mike was drawing too much attention.
Just making a little money.
Carlos's fist struck the desk. The glasses jumped.
No jugues conmigo.
This was not a game Carlos intended to share. Mike held his gaze. After a long pause, Carlos leaned back and smiled. Esta noche vas con Raúl. Mike's smile remained in place, but something behind it tightened. With Raúl, nobody stayed clean.